Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel. I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go. Send you on your way on this happy, happy, happy little Friday. After us, you will get Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson live from Seattle once again from 2 to 3. And then it's prime time from 3 to 7 to send you all the way home. Finishing up 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio. Last day of no souk, hopefully, for you primetime lovers out there. So just get your one last fill-in of the great Isaac Ropp, as he will fill in full-time duty over there for two guys, Schultze on the ones and twos, as we're still working on that situation. But your primetime show should be back locked and loaded before you know it. Hope we all have a great weekend. Coming up the rest of this hour, we'll get into some NFL action as the Falcons, I think, have the best test of the weekend as far as big teams can make a statement. Also, Thursday Night Football last night. I got maybe a hot take on Thursday Night Football. We'll get to that as well. But we'll get right into it. Ducks take on Rutgers tomorrow, and it's your classic bounce-back game. I think the schedule's done you a ton of favors, although flying all the way across the country, I wouldn't say is a favor. Shout out to everyone in the Oregon Athletic Department currently in the skies right now on their way to Jersey. I think this is probably the game you are fortunate comes after a rough outing against Indiana.
Yeah, you should go out there and smack the living bejesus out of Rutgers. You should.
Yeah, take some hate out.
Yeah. Honestly, you should. Like, just go out there and just reestablish order, get that taste out of your mouth, on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I think I kind of mentioned this earlier in the week when we started previewing this. I would love to see the chains come off on the offense. Just let it rip. You know, the first play from scrimmage, once you get the ball for the first time on offense, take a shot downfield. If that doesn't work, run the ball. Run the ball. And then if you end up going three now and you get one first down and then punt, so be it, dude. I would like to see this team kind of let loose a little bit, because I think in their last two big games, offense has been pretty conservative.
Played a little tight.
And I would like to, again, as we've talked about all week, I don't know if this is their concern on Dante, if they're worried about his limitations that we don't know because we're not in the building, or if it's just trying to play smart and cagey against really good teams.
You don't want to open yourself up, to put yourself behind. You don't want to take or make mistakes that are your own. So you try to prevent that in the first half. Or you tip your hat and you say, hey, Penn State's defense was good, Indiana's defense was good, and that was just where we were.
Because from here on out, you got a cagey little game with Iowa. You got USC on the slate as well. So, but the schedule is in your favor. You don't have to save things. You don't have to like ghost face this thing and pretend people can't see what you've got lined up. You can unleash the package now. You don't need to save secrets. By the time you get to USC, they're going to know. By the time you get to UW, they're going to know what your offense
looks like. You're going to be favored in every game for the rest of the season.
And if you win out, say, and go to the playoff, they're going to know your playbook too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to start playing playoff football, unload the chamber, and just get it moving.
Is it fair to say that we don't know Oregon's identity offensively?
Yes, 100%. And it only took one game. Because I think we did coming out of Penn State. Dante, move when he needs to, make the pass when he needs to, and run the football.
And that's the thing is, when we had Tyson
on
a Wednesday.
That's what I thought when we came out of Penn State.
When we had Tyson on a Wednesday, you came out of that Indiana game and you were just like, what is this team? You know, yes, they have a ton of depth, but who giving, you know, six different running backs the ball is like great. You can keep everybody fresh, but you do want to have a guy that you just go to.
Somebody
you know
that
I mean?
Just can just take the brunt of the ball, like a Derrick Henry type.
Not necessarily,
not his size, but somebody you can give the ball to 25 times.
But not just that, but just like you, somebody that you trust every down. And I don't know if they have that.
Well, that was the scream out of the Indiana game was that it was Davison. Like he was the one that was working. Now he
but
is
before
not,
that, though, he was only a goal line or short yard
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's not Hill. He's not, you know, he's not some of the other guys in the room.
Lamar, but he...
He's the big boy, but he was kind of working, and that was the big thought. Is he your guy, or is your guy Lamar the sexy, the you know the DeCorian? I want if you watch Thursday Night Football last night, sometimes you just got to get it to your guy,
Jamar Chase.
And I'm not talking about DeCorian Moore. The ball to Sadiq. Yeah. Get it to the big man and let him do stuff. Open it up. I think their defense is going to be totally fine. I think Bear and Washington, the DB, Mateo, everybody's going to be fine on that defense.
They do, and this came out of the press conference, and Lanning didn't like the question. And to be fair, he didn't like really any question that he got on Monday.
I think he wants to get to this coming Monday's press conference after a W.
Yes. But he was asked about, you know, the lack of pressure rate and the lack of negative plays that front has developed. Because we talked about this with Tyson 2 weeks ago. The idea of, hey, man, as good as this defense is, there's not a bad player on this defense. There's not a guy that you're targeting. There's not a guy that's like, you're worried about. But is there a truly great guy? Is there a truly great guy who's going to show up for you? Is it Mateo? Is it Washington? Is it Betcher? Like, is it Thieneman? Like, whatever level of the defense that you're on, where is the guy that is going to make the play for you every single game that is going to, like, again, they have a bunch of really good players everywhere.
Yeah.
They're a very, 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 very good defense. But against Rutgers, you should probably have two or three guys that come up and blow stuff up because they are not on your level.
Yeah, this might go back to the games previously when we start wondering, you know, what's that running back room look like? Who's the guy? Are you going to rotate six guys in? I don't think they rotate the 10 guys in like they were doing
early
against Montana State, Oklahoma, Oregon State, Northwestern, etc. I still think they know their guys, but yeah, know your identity. I think that's a really great point. I mean, they're going to come out of this game with a W, and I don't want to overlook Rutgers, and it's easy for me to say as I have no rooting interest in it, like a lot of you listeners do out there. But you should be able to handle business. It's not only a get right game, but it's a find yourself. Look, Oregon State's in the same kind of game this week in a very different way. This is what's your identity. If Oregon State rolls over and loses to Lafayette, that's your identity. Your identity is you quit. Not that the Ducks are going to quit, but if you go out there and you roll Rutgers, Dante has a great game. Mm-hmm. Defense grabs some
restore
sacks.
Order.
Maybe another turnover. Hell, maybe another pick six. You're like, all right, whoa, feeling good, baby, feeling good.
We've said this before.
We're on to Luke Fickell. Let's get another coach fired.
We're not a pick show, but is it disappointing if Oregon doesn't cover what Vegas projects as a spread at 17.5?
No.
See, I'm on the other side of that fence.
I am not, and this might be the non-gambler in me. I do not care about the spread. The spread does not dictate to me how your wins or losses look.
I think they do in a sense because we're talking about projections. But
that's not how I project it.
Well, how do you project it?
Eyeballs.
Well, if you go out there and beat the crap out of them, but you beat them by 12, did you beat the crap out of them?
Ole Miss is favored over Wazoo by 32.5. If they win by 31, are you like, well, Ole Miss didn't quite do it?
No, but you're kind of splitting hairs when you're talking about the difference between 31 and 32, because 30-plus points is an ass-whooping.
But what if it's 32.5 and they only win by 24?
That's still an ass-whooping.
So, but if you are favored by 17 and you only win by 13, that's not okay?
I mean, that's two scores.
You need the third score.
I think you need to have, if you're looked at it like, and again, this is not like throwing shade on the Ducks. This is like, you should go out there and throttle this team. Rutgers has actually got a pretty good offense.
But I also don't think that if you get to the fourth quarter and this game's over.
Okay, if you're saying in that instance, yeah. Sure, but.
That's why I mean eyeballs, though. That's why that means a lot more to me than that.
But don't you think this is a game where you should step on the accelerator?
100%.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Like, 100%. I agree.
Now, if you go up 30 and you're like, we're out.
And they backdoor.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's the one instance. But I'm talking about you should feel very comfortable coming out of this game.
Good luck to all you guys flying out there and you fans out there flying, you know, travel safe, all this. Hopefully it's a good weekend out there. Game's at a 3:30 kick. You can catch coverage all day right here on The Fan, home of the Ducks. We got Sports Saturday with Luke and Joe and Rashad, excuse me. We'll have the pregame show with Anthony Newman. Q is one of the best in the biz with Andy Dirt Johnson. I'm sure they'll talk to Dusty Hare a little bit. Jerry and Jorgie lead you all up to the game. And then you'll get the postgame with Joe Fisher and Jordan Schultz. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, head on out to Grand Central Bowl. A great spot to catch a game, hang out, good food. Dirt was telling me about the Buffalo Chicken Sliders are supposed to be pretty good out there.
I mean,
so
let's be honest, he's just happy there's free food.
So go take a drive over there and say hi, and then stick around and watch the game. Enjoy your game this weekend. We'll slide over to the NFL. How big of a game is this for the Falcons? I think this could say a lot more than what they did last week. We'll go to the NFL next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes. Dude, I need to start reaching out to my beef peeps. Can you do what's that company that you can pay in Cameo?
Cameo.
That allows you. Can I get a very cheap price, but I will deliver you a cameo of Patrick Harris doing Ed Orgeron as the head coach at Oregon State. Can you hit that for me one more time?
We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis, open Cajun restaurant, go Beavers.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, dude. Happy birthday. Go Beavs.
We can get Ed Orgeron on Cameo for $200.
Really?
We might need to crowdsource this.
Can you do that? Can you interview?
Brother, I'm looking.
No. I'm saying, can you interview for a job through Cameo? Can we pay $200 to Ed Orgeron?
I mean.
And say, oh, I am a diehard Beaver alum and the football program means everything to me. Tell me, what would you do for my birthday?
My birthday is tomorrow.
As the head coach of Oregon State.
go Beavers.
I love me some Ed O.
We'll put a pin in that. Closing arguments. Stick around for closing arguments. We'll put a pin in that.
I'll put my Venmo up, and we can start a little crowdsource.
A little GoFundMe here. Ooh, baby. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I feel a little bad about this. I kept pushing it back because I wanted to, like, bitch and moan about what the hell's going on in Buffalo, and that kind of took away. And then I wanted to give love to Kyle Shanahan, and that took away. And look, I think there's a real opportunity in the NFL this weekend, which is actually a really nice slate. There's a lot of really great games in the NFL this week, including both games on Monday night. Thank you, because both games last week were not fun. So thank you for that. I'm looking at you, Atlanta Falcons. I'm looking at you, okay? There was a game in which Michael Penix this year got benched, and you're kind of wondering, you know, there's talent here, but will they figure it out? Look, they got a huge win against the Bills. They're a field goal kicker away from beating the Bucs, who we have as maybe the best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in the NFL, and the MVP in Baker Mayfield. You got a chance to go on primetime Sunday night to Santa Clara, San Francisco 49ers, and make a statement.
You know what's terrifying? You know who leads the 49ers in catches this year?
C-Mac.
Yep.
Well, it's not that crazy.
I mean,
before T.O. came around, Brian Westbrook was pretty good.
I know, but I mean,
Marshall Faulk also is in the Hall of Fame.
I know, and again, McCaffrey's a dude, but it's also, it shows you they have nowhere else to go with the ball.
That is true.
Juwan Jennings is playing with 5 broken ribs. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5. What?
Well, it sounds like George Kittle might be back this week.
He's playing with something broken.
It is old Mac Jones.
There was a stat that just came out. I can't remember. It might have been Solek on Twitter. Said that if one of the Niners who hasn't practiced this week, I can't remember who it was, if he doesn't go, the Niners will have 3 starters on defense that are on veteran contracts available. Everybody else is either a rookie or on a 1-year deal.
But that's the combo we had yesterday. This is why I think we need to look around and give Kyle Shanahan some flowers. Look, dude.
Oh, he should absolutely get credit. Their schedule sucks.
As much as I like the Falcons in this game, because they're my team right now that I want them to like show me, and they're fun.
Also, wear the Dirty Bird jerseys all the time, for the love of God.
Dude, if Bijan Robinson starts Dirty Birding, you know it's on.
Oh, it's Georgia, that era, those jerseys.
Chris Chandler, Jamal Anderson.
I mean, but those
Dan
guys,
Reeves.
Those guys they have on the team. Penix, he's a lefty.
Wasn't Andre Rison on that team?
Bad Moon Rison?
Yeah, post Bills career.
Yeah, I think he was.
Ooh.
It all blends together for me what years he was there. But like, look, it's Georgia, it's Atlanta. There's swag to that.
Yeah.
And I mean, Bijan, Drake, Pitts, like, there's swag to those guys. And it's like, they're a team that's just fun. They're like, you look at that team and there's something about, you look at the Titans and you're like, there's zero fun there.
Mm. Oh yeah, there's no
Cam Ward.
And they got the number one pick in the draft.
Cam Ward could be fun, but there's nothing else around him. But they're swaggerless.
Dude, I'm going to pull the curtain back here a little bit because I have a good feeling. Hopefully my boss isn't listening. I can't name a second player on the Tennessee Titans right now. I don't even remember who their coach is. I thought when I saw McCoy, it was Colt McCoy. And I was like, good for him. realizing it was Mike McCoy, who I do know who that is.
Yes. After they fired Callahan, they only fired one other assistant on the staff. Do you know who that was? Offensive line coach Bill Callahan.
Oh, his dad. His daddy.
You mean he had
Daddy was a good coach.
I don't want to hear it.
Daddy was a good coach.
I don't want to hear
it. It wasn't his fault that they traded the coach who knew the game plan.
And he didn't change the calls?
No, it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's his fault.
I mean, you know who Calvin Ridley is.
I do know who Calvin Ridley is.
He's not very good anymore.
He's on the Titans.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Yeah, dude, you couldn't do it yourself. Well, I had to go look it up.
I had Simmons. I was trying to think, like, on defense. I'm like, okay, who the hell else is on that defense? I was Xavier Woods.
Somebody just texted this in. Are these correct? Tyler Lockett, Tony Pollard?
Yeah.
Taji Spears, Jeffrey Simmons? All right. Yeah. I do know who those guys are. I did not know they were in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
I forgot about Spears, but I had Pollard, and I was like, can I name somebody else outside of those guys? I don't think I can.
But to pull it back into this, you know, I know Fred Warner's gone, but that Niners team is very well coached and does have depth. And
well, not anymore.
Well, I mean, they've had to have depth. Yeah. They're all starters now and not depth. And Robert Saleh, you know, is a great coordinator that we've learned. You know, sorry about the Jets thing. I don't know if that doesn't mean he's a good NFL head coach, but he's a damn good defensive mind, and he'll have them ready. I just think this is an opportunity for that whole squad down there to prove something. Penix, like, keep growing. The rest of your class, I think, has grown a little more than you. I think it's your time to come into primetime and have a good outing. You know, give me that Pitt stuff. And what did they learn last week against the Bills? Run the football.
Well,
you have Bijan Robinson, who is, for my money right now, and everybody else's, the best running back in the NFL.
Well, Jonathan Taylor exists.
I agree, but right now, for me, I like Robinson a lot.
If you're talking for me, if you're the Mount Rushmore right now, currently, I should say where I would put them, even though Saquon's struggling. Saquon, then I would go Gibbs.
Well, if we're not talking about stats this year.
No, I'm saying the four best running backs in the NFL, for me,
Saquon, Christian McCaffrey.
See, I wouldn't put CMC there because he can't stay on the field. You can't stay on the field.
Wow.
You can't stay on the field.
Wow.
It's that simple. I love him, but he can't stay on the field. But it's, for me, it's Saquon, Gibbs, Bijan, and Taylor.
I mean, I love Taylor.
And if you give me any of those, I'm totally fine. Any of those are all fine.
Yeah, this is just an opportunity for a young team to really kind of show up and make a stance. But I'll double down on what I said yesterday. If Kyle Shanahan beats the Falcons on Sunday, give it to him.
I mean, look, I'll still call him the most fraudulent team in the NFL, but...
And I won't pick against them for the rest of the year.
I mean, Falcons win, they go 4-2. The Niners win, they go up to 5-2.
See what I mean, dude?
5-2.
See what I mean, man? Like you just said, the most fraudulent 4-2 team you've ever seen in your life. What happens if they just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming?
I mean, look, we get one of these teams every year. The Commanders weren't fraudulent, but their schedule was what it was, and then they got in the NFC title game.
And they won a ton of close games, but then they balled out in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you went, they aren't fraudulent. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
we'll see.
I think the end story of the 49ers ends pretty tragically.
Oh, yeah, this is a Greek tragedy.
Because Fred Warner ain't walking back through that door this year. This isn't like, who was the team we were talking about if everybody gets healthy at the end of the year?
Chiefs, Ravens, Bucks.
Bucks. Yeah, that it's like you take your lumps now, and if guys are hurt now, but, you know, you get a bye
you
in
get
week
Evans,
12 or 13.
You get Godwin, you get Rashawn, you get Bucky. Like,
you've got home field advantage locked up, and all of a sudden you're healthy rolling into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Better hurt now than later. However, I don't think Fred Warner's going to be healthy by the time they're going to need him.
What, is it broken and dislocated?
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's going to be a long recovery. I got trust in my guy.
I hope he comes back.
Fred Warner will.
So good.
He's also just so good. He's also just not a freak, but he's also just super gifted and super smart. He's got good football IQ.
He was the best linebacker in the NFL.
Might have been the best defensive player in the NFL.
You can make an argument.
Yeah.
I had to pause for a split second. I wasn't mad at it.
It all depends on what you value. Do you like Sertan more? Do you like a TJ Watt more?
I'm usually a front seven guy.
Do you like a front seven? Do you like DBs? I love DBs, so I'm probably biased.
If you're the best defensive player in football and you're a DB, you better be Woodson, Polamalu, Ed Reed. Like that. You better be like
that
good if you're a DB and doing it. Darrell Revis, like you have to be so other, like you have to take away an entire side of the field or have an entire offense just afraid of your existence.
All right, we'll stick here in the NFL. Did you watch any Thursday night football last night? You see my elite?
I did.
Did you see my elite? Joe Flacco is elite.
Turns out having a relatively good quarterback who can get Ja'Marr Chase the ball, good thing to do.
Also, turns out Thursday night is my least favorite night of the week. We'll do that next. But first, that guy over there, the kahuna, He's got sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Closing arguments in 15 minutes to send you on your way. We'll get back into some Edo talk at Oregon State. We might need your help over here, friends. We might need your help. 503-864-6326. Brother, thank you for texting this in. It is a wild thought to think. This text reads, surgeons gave Warner an outside chance for a January return. Not banking on it, but they said it's possible. That would be insane.
Broken and dislocated usually
that
means
would be wild.
Something's torn.
That would be wild.
And if you tear something in your ankle, that's...
Well, some dudes are dudes, man.
Look...
Some dudes
I hate that Adrian Peterson exists and people think that you can come back from ACL surgery in 4 months.
True.
It's not supposed to happen.
No, very much
like
no.
It's not supposed to happen.
No, very much so. Just like, you know, old Joe Flacco, 5 minutes in the building, ain't supposed to increase his Hall of Fame resume.
Gamer.
Some fun noise coming out of this game. Aaron Rodgers passed Ben Roethlisberger to become fifth all-time in passing. I know, you play, and now you're in Pittsburgh. That's kind of
and
a
again,
cool moment.
But it's Ben Roethlisberger being fifth is wild. That is a trivia question. We brought this up a couple weeks ago. No one outside of Pittsburgh would have got right.
No, you don't remember. No. I mean, he also had receivers for days.
He did, but also, like, he's not thought of as a prolific passer.
Also on this list, Joe Flacco moved up the list as well. He passed Fran Tarkenton to be 14th all-time. And outside of one guy on this list from him above, they're all Hall of Famers. Warren Moon, John Elway, Eli Manning, Dan Marino, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan's your question mark, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom's Braids.
God, Flacco came in the league in 08.
Flacco's elite, and like you teased earlier, it turns out, you know, when you got a stud, just get him the ball. Ja'Marr Chase had 16 catches last night for 161 yards, averaging a first down on every catch. His longest was only 18 yards. He had 23 targets. Herbie and Al Michaels were laughing when he dropped one. His hands were tired, boss.
Okay, I have to go back to this. We have to play this game.
What?
Is Joe Flacco a Hall of Famer?
Yes, he is.
He is.
He's elite.
Currently 12th in completions, 13th in attempts, 14th in passing yards, 21st in passing touchdowns.
Dude, give me Joe Flacco, man.
Holy crap.
Not to mention that throw he made in Denver to go to the Super Bowl to beat Peyton Manning, dude.
Never been a Pro Bowler.
You don't have to be, man. Pro Bowls are a joke.
Not a single Pro Bowl or AP or All-Pro team?
Dude, Joe Flacco's elite, man.
He's not making a Hall of Fame.
Give me Joe. But I think one thing that confuses that when you're talking about that question and, you know, playing that game is, dude, I'm pretty sick of Thursday night games for two reasons only. One, boy, they are wildly entertaining. They're really fun. Like, they're crazy games.
Thursday
no
night
who's
football
playing.
There's just voodoo on the game, man.
My problem is to do this job or to just be a fan of the NFL like we all are, mm-hmm. It tells me nothing about either of these teams. You're going to tell me the Bengals beat Pittsburgh on Monday night or on Thursday night with Joe Flacco? Get the hell out of here.
Not only did he beat him, he threw for almost 350, three touchdowns, zero interceptions off a week.
Get the hell out of here, dude. There's no way I buy that. And that's what that short week is doing. And that's why it pisses me off, because I'm five toes on each side of the fence. I don't know if I like Thursday or hate it.
And the other part of this is,
and I just hate it because I don't know the answer.
Aaron was good last night except for the one bad pick.
Dude, DK was rough last night. Yeah. DK was really rough last night.
The other one's not on Aaron.
Also, Aaron almost got pancaked by his own offensive lineman.
He was
dude,
pissed.
I've never seen Aaron more pissed than that in my life. He was so mad.
Well, I mean, he's a year older than me. I can imagine. Like, dude. His body can't be feeling good.
Dude. Well, he could have snapped his clavicle like that.
I brought this up with you this morning before the show too, Patrick.
When we were here at 7:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Woof.
Why is it that Aaron Rodgers seems to be the only one in the league that when he puts on his football helmet looks like the Great Gazoo?
It's because his helmet. He
looks like Eli back in the day.
Because the particular kind of helmet, it's Peyton too. Peyton had the same thing where Aaron, because his old helmet, they wouldn't let him wear anymore. So the one that fit basically the same for him is this big, stupid-looking thing that looks like it's floating 6 inches off of his head, and it just looks awkward as hell.
Well, and like on the sides, it looks
it's
like
very tight.
Squeezing in his cheeks. And
because his old helmet, he had it, it was a super tight helmet.
It just looks very ill-fitting.
It pinched like here, and it's like, you know, we grew up in the era of the Rydell helmets where you take the air pump and go, psh, 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 and it when you would take it off, it would hurt to take it off. It was so freaking tight, and you would have the indentations of the cheek pads and everything, and he just got used to wearing this skull-crushing helmet, and now, in order to get that same kind of fit and feel, he has that awkward, stupid-looking helmet on. But Aaron was good last night.
Aaron was fine.
But here's the problem. The Steelers aren't the Steelers anymore. They can't stop a wet paper towel.
If Joe Flacco's throwing 350 on you, no, you can't.
I mean, Chase Brown runs for 100 yards on 11 carries.
But again, I'm gonna double down on this. I don't know if this is a weird Thursday night football. As one of our P1's Brandon points out, is Thursday night football the Pac-12 after dark of the NFL? Yeah, man, you can sell that bill of goods to me. I'll buy them magic beans because Pac-12 after dark. I'm watching Oregon go down to a bad Arizona team with Marcus Mariota and lose.
Oh, dude, anytime anybody played at Arizona or Arizona State at night, it was immediate viewing.
Yeah, dude,
it's about to get weird.
Like Wazoo's got to go to Cal Berkeley on a Friday night. Yeah. Blow my brains out. We're gonna lose that game, dude. Thursday, and that's why it pisses me off because
Strawberry Hill.
Maybe I just need to walk into Thursday night and just like shut all the noise out of my head and let the stupid go. But I'll tell you what, no matter how much I bitch and moan about this, I'm having a better day than those guys in Cleveland are right now when it comes to Joe Flacco. This is Tony Rizzo on the Tony Rizzo Show, ESPN Cleveland, in his reaction to Joe Flacco being a Bengal last night.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it? Why on earth did you feel the need to trade this guy to a division opponent for a fifth-round draft pick? Fireable offense. That is a fireable offense. I want to know how much longer the owner's going to watch this crap because the fans have had it. We deserve better. You just, you're worried more about your stadium than you are your football team. That's the perception, Jimmy. And you allow these people to do this. You have the worst offense in the league. Your GM screwed this quarterback thing up like I've never seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Kids that play Madden could have done a better job. Truly. That's not hyperbole. It's a joke. It's a joke. This franchise has become a joke. And I'm sick of it.
Become? It's got a little Luke Anderson happy hour vibes. You hear the boos in the background?
Also, Rizzo and Mike Tomlin are just the Apollo Creed, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, you know, meme of the handshake.
Oh, that we just agree?
We agree.
Because he did come out and he was like, I thought this was like a black and white thing. And
like,
I was like,
why would
know.
You deal Joe Flacco in division? Like, I think that's dumb. Andrew Berry must be smarter than me.
That's such a good point. Do you think that's the reason Tomlin blew up? He was like, Joe, we're going to lose this week. We're going to lose.
Because he probably looked at that and went, Jake Browning? Sweet.
If they had anybody that could throw the ball decently, then we're going to lose.
Because all of a sudden, now T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, the best wide receiver duo in the NFL, bar none.
T. had a nice game.
Yes! Shockingly, the guy who's really good alongside Ja'Marr Chase looked awesome at having a quarterback that could get him the ball. That's weird.
Mike Tomlin knew. I'm going to die on this hill, and I'm just going to have to readjust how I watch Thursday. Patrick, you were watching Thursday Night Football to have a good time, to have fun. Don't take anything away from it.
No, there's nothing to learn from. Well, I mean, we did
there's
learn.
Nothing I can learn.
You can learn
that Joe Flacco is elite and a Hall of Famer. Let's go.
Also, the Steelers.
I will take that receipt in the future. I just want you all to know that.
Steelers defense is buns.
It is.
And it's a weird thing to see.
It's weird. You have players, but you can't play.
It's Ravens-esque from last year.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is happening here?
It's really strange. All right, we come back. It's closing arguments. We'll wrap it up and call it a day. Oregon State fans, I need you around. Stick with me. We're going to need some help. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris & Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is going to do it for us here at Closing Arguments. Send you on your way to a happy, healthy, safe weekend. I'm sure a lot of you starting to feel out your Halloween plans. I'm going to Oaks Park next week for the haunted house with the kids.
The scare grounds?
The scare grounds, yeah.
Did that a couple years ago. There's a lot of people there.
Oh, I know.
It's a thing.
We're buckling up. Hopefully we have some decent weather for it. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Be safe and all that kind of jazz. I'll be at the Timbers game tomorrow. If you come through, give a shout, say holla.
I can't think about Halloween yet.
Why not?
I have to get through tomorrow.
You got too much. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I will be officially washed, no longer 40, 41. And it's just, I was telling a couple of A's the other day, I was watching football this past weekend, and those eugenics commercials and the low-T commercials and the Just for Men Die commercials, I'm like, God, so many of these things. Like, who is this even for? Oh, crap.
No. Oh, no.
If you're over the age of 40, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, usually I watch USC Notre Dame in a hate watch situation because I don't root for
either
of them.
You'll hate watch it.
But I hope you get what you need from that game. I will just put it that way.
I need it so bad.
You know, I used to not root against USC because I was always a Pac-12 lover minus the Huskies.
And now you hate our guts.
And, well, you killed my program, so it's your fault.
It's not. No.
It is 100% your fault.
Commissioner's fault.
Okay, it is 99% your fault. Larry Scott, you can have the other 1%. But we were teasing around with this earlier about Oregon State. As I keep making the fun jokes, I love doing Ed Orgeron's voice. I love Ed Orgeron.
Go Beavers.
You know, I love doing fun stuff.
We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis. Open Cajun restaurant. Go Beavers.
Mm. And for me personally, I would just love to cover Ed Orgeron.
Content mill.
I would love to do it. But Danny, we were talking about Cameo. And you can get Ed O on Cameo for $200.
Oh, he's currently listed as unavailable. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, they pulled him.
They pulled him.
They pulled him because they knew I was about to spend $200 on him. Say, go Beavers.
I mean, we can start a petition.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably find Ed O's agent. See if we can reach out.
I just want to know, can I get in early on Ed O so we can have the rights to Ed O on this show?
I mean, we can.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, reaching out to his agent.
Also, what my plan was, what I was hoping, is if we could get Ed O on Cameo to read a script, then we could have Ed O read the script, and then I could read it verbatim, and we could play the game, who is Ed O and who is Patrick Harris? Also,
one over the top of the other?
One over the top of the other, and try to figure out who's who. Also, I want to talk about something real for a moment when it comes to Ed O at Oregon State. Yeah, I'm sitting here and it's fun and it's cool and it's nice to laugh and jokes and make fun, and I love doing his voice. But, you know, the situation at LSU didn't end awesome. Ed Orgeron is not an X's and O's guy. But when you're looking
at his lot in life,
but when you're looking for something, you culture. Need a little juice, culture, all that kind of stuff. Look, man, again, I don't mean to keep comparing my school, but my school is literally in the same position as yours and has been for the last 20 years.
Well, your best year is the Pirate.
And that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Paul Wolf was a dark, dark day for us. We went into the well. We hired an alumni, had a good program build at Eastern Washington, and said, come on down, not 197. We'll take care of you down here in Pullman. And it was an absolute, utter disaster.
Sound familiar?
And what happened? What happened? We went out and got a guy who just got fired for locking a kid in a closet with concussion protocols and ESPN railing him into the ground because the kid's dad worked for the station, not remembering the kid's dad gave the death penalty to a college football powerhouse. Okay? Wazoo took a big, big risk on Mike Leach, and there's a four-year window in there where we're one win away from going to a conference championship. You don't think you're signing up for that? I'm signing up for that every single year.
And
Mike Leach is the second greatest coach in the history of Wazoo's program behind Mike Price.
You might get a story about indigenous people's heritage and how it translates to the game of football and marriage. Like Mike Leach rants. What was the marriage advice? Like, how many different rants did he have?
Sitting under a tree, eating a fish sandwich with your fat girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean,
drinking lemonade.
I mean, good. Like the Ed O version eyeballs. Of that. Oh man,
it gets eyeballs. And I think if you're an Oregon State alumni, a fan, a current student, whatever, hell, Scott Barnes, okay, El Presidente, look me in the eyes. You need something. You need something, and I challenge all of you Oregon State fans to give me an honest reason why this isn't worth a shot. Can you get Ed O? I don't know if you can, but it's worth a shot. Is the guy at Montana State a better shot? Is what's going on in New Mexico a better shot? Maybe. But man, you want to get some eyeballs, get some juice going. You want to be on ESPN? I was watching old clips yesterday on YouTube about Ed O saying, go Tigers. And he got to the point where it was, say the line, Bart. Tom Rinaldi's interviewing Ed O after a huge win at LSU. And he goes, well, you want to say the thing? And Ed O goes, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Like, you don't want that?
Yeah, a guy that leans in.
And he's friends with everybody.
Yes.
He's Pete Carroll's bad guy.
Probably got some good relationships around the college football world.
Dude, he knew how to do the bag when you couldn't do the bag. I don't know. I'm
talking myself into it more and more each day.
Oh, I never had to. The second I heard it, it was
but
yes.
I mean, like, from...
But I'm also jealous. It goes, ah, la, 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 la.
But also, it went from yes to it's going to hell yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at.
Orgeron State University, dude. It sounds so sweet.
Dusty,
let me tell you what.
Dusty, get the t-shirts made.
As a Wazoo fan, that makes me scared to play OSU every year. Sure does. I don't want to go play O.
No.
I don't want to go play O.
Talk some S and then whoop your ass.
Because also, in a world of college football, you know, Oregon State's going to have to pony up for some assistance because you're kind of being a Dan Campbell situation where you've got the dude at the front, the CEO, but you're going to need somebody to call the X's and O's. That's when you go find a wide receiver coach at Tulane and say, give me that guy. You know, go find a linebacker coach at Tulsa. Say, go give me that guy. And he'll be my DC and that guy's my OC and we'll learn together. Look, I'll tell you how to win big.
Go find one of those Memphis staffs with Jay Norvell and Dan Lanning and Kenny Dillingham on it and go.
You can call the plays. You teach the mechanics. I'll coach the game. I love it.
It's fun.
I love it. And I want to know a reason why not.
Look, the fact that we're even like mildly entertaining this, and it's like it has juice and it has life and it's fun. All things you haven't had at Oregon State for 2 years.
Yeah.
That should at least at bare minimum get you going, hey, you know what? Maybe there is something there. That's the path we should be looking down.
What if NVIDIA Bro's wife is an LSU alum? And she is so proud of Ed O for winning a natty in 2019 that she donates $6 billion to the Oregon State football
program. Here you go. Fun place to be.
That is Closing Arguments, brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us. I hope you all have a great weekend. Happy birthday, Mr. Meringue. For you on your birthday, Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye. Suck it, Notre Dame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.